Oztober.
Come on, Australia.
A whole month eating solidly from the buffet that is Australian music. Celebrating the songs that made it famous and the artists that made it legendary.
You.
Serving up another plate of Aussie music. The Screaming Jets, Dave Gleeson.
Hi.
The Oztober Lunch.
It's day two of Oztober, celebrating all things Oz music for the month of October. And we're really shining the spotlight on all things Australian music. Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and the Angels is popping in every day to have a chat, tell some yarns, and chat to some of his big rock star mates. My name's Matty O from British India. Good to see you again, Dave.
You too, mate. Now, look, I cannot talk Australian music up enough, and I do it every chance I get, especially to our overseas friends. I always tell them, yeah, that's crap. Have you heard, you know, AC/DC? Actually, I was talking to a bloke recently who bought a $5 million yacht. Yeah. Off a dude over in Germany, and the guy says, oh yes, I call this a yacht Hell's Bells because of that the AC/DC. And the guy goes, oh yeah, I love AC/DC. They're an Australian band. He goes, no, it's an American band. And he goes, nah, look, mate, they're an Australian band. And in the end, the guy knocked, I think, $800,000 off it and sold in the boat for $4.2 million just because he felt like an idiot. But that's the great thing about Australian music is it kind of, because we kind of get influenced by other music from, you know, from the Poms and the Americans and stuff like that, and then we put it into our own style, it really kind of translates well to the overseas market.
Why don't we kick it off with a little bit of AC/DC, hey? What do we got?
We will indeed. I mean, there's all rumours at the moment who's on the new album. They're recording at the moment. I think Phil Rudd has been let out of New Zealand to go over and record with them. I'm pretty sure Brian Johnson's back on board and they're doing some stuff with him. And there's people going, oh, they should retire. Retire from what?
No.
From selling out shows around the world. I don't think that is anything they're going to be doing anytime soon. So this is the song, I guess, that kind of, after Bond sadly died in 1980, everyone was like, what are they going to do now? And they came out with Back in Black and absolutely blew the doors off rock music as we know it.
Beautiful. It's Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson.
Oztober.
It's the Oztober month. We're celebrating all things Australian music for October with Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. My name's Matty O from British India, and we have a very special guest in the studio. It is Ian Kenny from Birds of Tokyo.
How are you going, mate?
Good, good. How you doing, lads?
Very, very well. Now, I mean, I say 10 years, but obviously it's probably closer to 15 years that you guys got together over in beautiful WA.
Oh, geez, from memory, we put out our first record 2006, and you know it's a pretty insane ride back then when you're sort of a bit younger and, you know, taking on the world. You think, cool, this is going to be great, we're going to have the best time ever. In 5 or 6 years it'll all sort of crash and burn and we'll have to figure out what to do. But here we are, we're still at it, and it's we're in the thick of it again, sort of releasing new stuff. So yeah, it's crazy, man.
Something in the water over in WA, isn't there? I mean, I could rattle off 1,000 bands from WA, including right back the Dugites who come over here early on, Black Eyed Susans, Baby Animals, Eskimo Joe. What do you attribute to the West Australian way of life for punching above your weight musically?
I don't know what exactly it is, but we've always been aware of it. And since we, you know, since we got out of high school, we realised it was such a great music scene happening in Perth, and we dive straight in as sort of young musos. It's always been good. There's always been quality bands, quality songs coming out of there. I don't know, maybe it's the isolation, maybe it's this time to sort of put your head down, your bum up, and focus on what you want to do musically. I'm not sure, but it's still there, man.
2009 must have been a bit of a watershed for when you kind of hit the mainstream, as it were, and started touring. How did touring change for you in that time, you know, from, I guess, schlepping around, driving all over the joint and trying to get gigs, getting into a bit of national and even international success?
And it's so strange, you almost miss it. Like back in the day when we first started touring, it was just rough. Like we would have sort of 10, 15 bucks in our back pocket, enough for like a pack of smokes and a pie, and we'd be staying in, you know, hostels and backpackers and just proper roughing it, but having the best time. These days, you know, when we've sort of got our head screwed on a bit bit of a different way, and you pick and choose your fights, and it's a bit more comfortable. It's changed a lot, but yeah, I kind of miss the old sort of rough days.
Obviously, you're an all new and ever evolving type of band. You obviously don't rest on your laurels, as it were. Tell us about playing new material in front of people, road testing it in front of people before they've even heard it on a rough recording, let alone on a finished recording.
I think it's good practice. I mean, we do take the opportunity to do that. Sometimes, you know, if the song isn't right, we'll hold on to it. But, you know, there are times in our career where you get an opportunity to play some new stuff and just test it out at any given show and just do it on a whim sometimes. I think some artists get a bit wary or a bit, you know, conscious about putting stuff up that isn't finished just the way people can film anything these days. But it's a pretty valuable lesson just to throw a song out and one, see how the room goes, and then two, see how the band actually can handle the song. So we do it from time to time. But, you know, you got to make sure that the song's at least playable, you know.
I guess that does go back to the day. I mean, before there was any recording contracts, before there was any album or EPs even, we were writing songs and throwing them out in front of people, weren't we?
Absolutely. And then and it was always such a good gauge to sort of see what merit is in the song. Like, you know, even before it was only sort of half cooked, but you still put it out and... Yes, yeah, it's a great great way to test a song.
That was Ian Kenny from Birds of Tokyo. Oztober. It's day two of Oztober, and Dave Gleason from the Screaming Jets and Angels is taking over for lunch every day this month. This is my favourite part of the show. It is the Oztober Files, where I ask Dave Gleason something that everybody has wanted to ask him. Just a rock and roll standard question. So it goes across everything. Stuff that people want to know, the average Joe want to know. Gleeso, have you ever been thrown off a plane?
Of course I have. Any rock band worth their salt needs to have been thrown off a plane at some stage.
What happened?
We had a night the night before, and we got to the plane and we hadn't been to bed, and I tried to smuggle two beers on in me pockets, and obviously it was like 7 o'clock at the airport, and they opened them up for me. I've got a couple of crownies, put them in my pocket, and I'm walking on the plane, and it's obviously just all spilling out down my legs and that, and I'm trying to walk like stiff legged so it doesn't spill out. Yeah, but they noticed that we were drinking on the plane, and it was the first impulse flight from Brisbane to Sydney, so there was a big hoo ha going on.
Yep.
And they came down and took the beer off me, and then I pulled the other one out, and then the guy, obviously someone clued him up again, and he came down and he said to me, he said, I'll need that other beer, Dave. And I said, what other beer? He goes, come on, you know and I know better.
And he didn't say that.
Good one, mate. You win a beer. Yeah. And so I gave him the other beer, and then, yeah, we finally got kicked off, and I'll never forget, we were back in the holding area where the AFP guys were there, and much like the Veronicas recently getting thrown off a plane, we had the federal police, and the guy comes in, and he says to me, right, and I go, sir, before you say anything, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah.
You know, we've been on lots of flights before and we've mucked up a little bit, but honestly, this pales into comparison to some of the other stuff that we've done. So, you know, please, if you could just, you know, see your way clear to let us off with a warning, we'll just go on our way.
Yeah.
And he went, not today, matey. He was a Scottish bloke. But the classic was Grant, who was no longer with the band, probably because of this.
Yeah.
The AFP came on, they pointed him and they said, are you with him? And he went, nah.
He threw you up.
So he burned us, and he made it back to Sydney, where Laurie Oakes, I think, was waiting at the airport to interview him about, or Peter Harvey, one of the two. Must have been a very, very slow news day, but that's the only time. And for anyone out there, all the Virgin people and the Qantas people, we're much better behaved boys now, so don't put us under extra scrutiny.
Yeah, exactly. And we're lucky where you got a Virgin lounge now where you can drink for free before you get on the plane.
Sweet deal.
Oztober. Day two of Oztober lunch is over. We've got Dave Gleason here picking some of his favourite music, chatting to some of his favourite artists. We had Ian Kenny in today. We had Diesel in yesterday. Your list of famous friends just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Who we got in tomorrow?
Oh, the little black book is working overtime. Remember when people used to have little black books. Yeah. Now, I remember just before mobile phones came in and everything, you could put all your information in that.
Yeah.
I got one of them little Casio pocket organisers. Yeah. And I thought, here I go. I've stepped up into the new millennia. And within days, they were obsolete. So I went straight back to the old black book. Yeah. I've just got the black book. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to James Rain, who I've had some great times with. We've had some great laughs and actually met my wife and started hanging around with my wife at the same time as I kind of met James Rain, and it'll be great to catch up with him.
Awesome, Gleeso. Thanks so much, man. That was lots of fun, and we'll be here same time, same place tomorrow. It's the Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson. Oztober.